Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Excellent. We got a guy, this guy Paul just emailed me. Now, it's not up yet. This guy Paul emailed me, though, who runs a website that this month has a special feature on Sports Illustrated models, past and present. Excellent. We got to put that up. The list of things I got to get put up, you know what I need? I just need to hire someone who just sits here all day and just updates the website throughout the day. Just adding crap. Look at that. How great is that music? All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, Matt Peterson, Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. Coming up this hour, we'll talk about this blender list of the 25 sexiest... Oomba Goomba Gawa. The 25 sexiest music moments in TV history, according to Blender Magazine. So let me just make a brief list to myself. Note to self. What have I got to put up? I got to put up Jessica Simpson. I got to put up this. It's unbelievable how slutty this. See, I guess, I don't know what kind of Christian is she? And I don't mean that in a sort of flip sense. I mean, like, literally, what religion is she? Because it's some, you know, because here's the thing. Because she's
all. The father's of the minister of the congregation she was in.
But what, I mean, what is she, Baptist or?
Maybe, yeah.
You know, because, look, I, you know, whatever. Be a virgin, don't be a virgin. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just saying, generally speaking, I think a lot of Christians aren't big fans of you hoeing yourself out like a $2 trick. You know, I'm married. I can look like a whore now. Whatever. I mean, Jesus loved whores. So do I. And so I think it's okay to look like one. I'm just saying, it seems like one of those things that churches would typically not be okay with just because she's married.
Yeah, she's a Baptist.
Baptist girls. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Let's see. You know, Christina was a Baptist, and just try as we might, we could never get her to pose like this. Man, see, you know, it's an uphill struggle with most girls. Let's see, so I got to put that up. I have to put a link to this definitive list of Sports Illustrated swimsuit models, past and present. SI link. Excellent. All right, there you go. So we'll get all that stuff up there soon at rickemerson.com. Coming to this hour, today's top five musicians, top five musical acts born in the month of February. That's coming up this hour. We're also going to get to this blender list, more of your phone calls, etc. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. By the way, Jen, if I can sort of clarify something here, Jolie is, of course, to no one's surprise, completely and egregiously incorrect about this. It does not mean that if somebody drops off something for my birthday at the front desk, that Jolie's allowed to keep it. What it means is that as a guy, you don't typically think about holidays, even your own birthday, all that much. Some dude wants to give you something for your birthday. Some chick gives you something. That's fine. I mean, it's great. I'm all for it. Whatever. All I'm saying is, because I go through this every year, you know, and every Christmas, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Well, no, everybody wants something for Christmas. Well, okay, you know, the things I want for, really, anything that I want for Christmas, you know, that I want someone to give me, it means that it's prohibitively expensive or something I couldn't actually find. You know what I mean? If I don't already own it, it just means I can't afford it, which means that you probably can't afford it, which means that you don't need to worry about it. If it's something reasonably priced, you know, what do you want? Well, I want the Boogie Nights, Collector's Criterion Edition DVD. Oh, wait, I've already got it. You know why? Because I wanted it. Well, what else do you want? Well, I want a TiVo. Oh, wait, no. Got one. You know, because guys just don't sit around sort of. I think what it is, I think unlike women, guys have sort of learned. See, I think women know that if you sit around and just pine for something long enough, a guy will eventually give it to you. That's what it is. And so women have sort of been trained to kind of go, well, I really want a day spa certificate, because they know that eventually some guy will go, well, you've got breasts. Might as well give it to you. You know, and they'll buy it for you just because that's what it is. You know, it's like, behold, the power of boobs. Whereas, guys, I could sit here all day long. I could just sit here, well, I wish somebody'd buy me that, you know, I wish somebody'd buy me that, Terminator 3 DVD. You know, and I could sit here all day long. Yeah, I wish somebody'd buy me that TiVo with the DVD writer.
Doesn't even have to be one somebody. A whole group of somebodies.
I wish that a collective of people would buy me that. I can sit here. I'm going to sit here until I die. I sit here until I'm old and wrinkly like a bad raisin, and nobody's going to buy me that. You know what I mean? You know why? No boobs. It's just okay. So I think that guys get into the thing, which is fine. I'm not knocking women for that. Hell, if I could sit here and if I could wear something low cut and have people give me stuff, I would do that. But I can't. And so guys kind of get into this thing early if they have, you know, they just have jobs and they just go buy it themselves because they just don't want to wait. That's all I'm saying. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Coming up, we'll do this blender list, the 25 sexiest music moments in TV history. This, however, is Tim Riley in the KHK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A Minnesota man has pled guilty in federal court to selling pirated movies on the internet. 20-year-old Andre Panucci is the first person to be federally charged with this crime. He illegally downloaded movies like The Hulk, The Matrix Reloaded, and Lord of the Rings. He then reproduced them on recordable CDs and sold them on eBay.
Excellent. Do it. I mean, wait, what?
He's sentenced to 6 months of home detention.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. No,
4 years of probation. No, and must pay the Motion Picture Association of America $7,100.
Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. It's wrong. It's definitely wrong to let people know in advance that The Hulk is a terrible, terrible film you shouldn't spend money on.
Wasn't it up for like 2 weeks?
Yeah, dude. The Hulk, and it had like an 80% drop-off the second week because it was awful. God-awful.
I think it was Plan McVitamins like the day after it came out. That's always a sign. Macaulay Culkin's guest shot on Will and Grace must have made an impression. He's now been cast as one of the leads of a sitcom being developed for NBC by Conan O'Brien's production company.
Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
He's turned into a weird-looking kid, by the way. That's okay. I mean, whatever.
He's been hanging out with Michael Jackson. What do you want?
You know, it's fine. I mean, he's rich and famous, and I'm not, but I'm just saying he's turned into a weird-looking little bastard. How old is he, like 20? He's just turned into a freaky-looking kid.
He'll co-star in Foster Hall about a brother and sister who were reunited after being sent to several foster homes. Sitcom. Well, you already know that Valentine's Day box of chocolates has romantic advantages for your heart, but researchers say it'll have medical ones as well. The National Academy of Sciences researchers say there's growing evidence that flavonoids in chocolate seem to lower the death rate for chocolate.
It's a made-up word. It's a made-up word. Doesn't mean anything.
Flavonoids.
There is no flavonoid. A flavonoid is like a Diamel. It doesn't exist.
Well, natural processing of cocoa reduces flavonoids, but never versions are. They're also being produced to in several kinds of candy. They taste a bit stronger than normal cocoa, but still enjoyable. Harvard says the cocoa has proven effective in lowering blood pressure, and there's research saying it could improve blood flow to the brain and the extremities. So improve your brain and eat some chocolates over Valentine's.
Okay.
Next news, when it happens. I am Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We're going to talk about this list of the 25 sexiest TV moments. You know, as regards music, that we got the blender, which just arrived here, by the way, and it's we can thank God that I got this ahead of time, because normally these sort of things, they just sort of vanish into the ether, and then I get them weeks later, sort of dog-eared and all stained and whatnot, and so I finally got one ahead of time. Jolie, you know, hadn't sorted through the mail, and so she grabbed it right out of the mail hopper when it came in. Yeah, lip gloss, man, is that a thing that girls wear as a rule?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, that's the really thick, juicy kind.
Okay, Matt, are you flagging that so we can... yeah, thank you. Just you take that out
I'll pull that out.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we can just take that out of...
Gloss.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, lip gloss. Yeah, we won't take it out of context. No, yeah, I won't do that at all. The subject line of this email, by the way, is Sarah sounding sexy. Hey, Rick. Sarah sounding extra sexy today. Did she get a little this morning, or is she just looking forward to a little loving after work? I don't know what it is, but she's sounding extra hot. I just hope it's not stuffed sinuses or something. That would be a deal breaker. Thanks, Rick. Kevin in the coop. Sure it would. Just keep telling yourself that, friend.
I'm not getting any tonight because Justin's out of town for a week.
So you're not getting any tonight.
Rest of the week still up for grabs.
I was gonna his first question was, did Sarah get a little this morning? There's a microphone over there. Mac, we,
yeah, there you go. She's on now.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, she's back off.
Okay. All right, moving on. So we're going to, we'll talk a little bit about this blender list here, because how can I not? It's right here, and it starts off with this Fountains of Wayne thing. Anyway, the 25 sexiest music moments of TV history. And, of course, we talked about the number 25, which is Fountains of Wayne, which is that Stacey's mom video, which is, I mean, the video is creepy on all kinds of levels, by the way. But, I mean, one level in which it's not creepy is just the endless shots of Rachel Hunter coming out of the pool. And Rachel Hunter, I didn't realize she was so stacked, man. I didn't realize Rachel
yeah,
Hunter.
Yeah, that leather bustier thing?
I didn't realize she was just such a freaking Amazon, man. I had no idea. I mean, I knew she was hot. She's a model and everything. But I guess they all sort of drift together for me. Rachel Hunter, Claudia Schiffer, Heidi, you know, whatever. They're all kind of the same to me after a while. I mean, I don't mean that in, you know, I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just that it's hard to keep track. I mean,
yeah, there's a few that stand out. Hot, she's one of them.
Yeah, hot chicks all blur together for me. I mean, because they're all sort of, you know, women tend to, you know, especially if you're, you know, from that era, they're all kind of hot in the same way. But, yeah, you look at this video, man. It's like those things are ginormous. Number 24. Tattoo with the 2003 MTV Movie Awards. You know, we're raising an entire generation of kids, by the way, who will not think of a small brown man ringing a bell at the top of a tower next to Ricardo Montalban when we say the word tattoo. It's kind of strange how these things shift in a societal fashion. Sarah, do you even know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Nope.
Okay. There you go. There's your feel old moment for the day. Number 23, Madonna, Britney, and Christina lip lock. I don't think the Christina thing should count because nobody got to see it. We didn't. I mean, you only got to see it if you were sitting there in the audience. That's unfair. Number 22, the Rolling Stones perform Let's Spend the Night Together on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I think that's the one where Jagger backed down and changed it to Let's Spend some Time Together. And but he did, he like rolled his eyes when he did it. Number 21, Rose McGowan's mesh dress. I remember that. When she showed up with
the
Manson.
Ass dress.
When she showed up with Manson at the, what was it, 97, 98? 98. Yeah, the 98 MTV Video Music Awards. She showed up in that dress that, I mean, and she's sort of like an Eliza Dushku light to me. It's like, if you can't get, then you'll accept, you know, you'll settle for. But, I mean, the one thing you can't knock is the fact that she's just, I mean, she looks like one of those women in the opening of a Bond movie where it's like the silhouettes, you know what I mean? Just a huge, and then the you know, with the jutting out and the bouncing gently of the, anyway. And so she had this whole dress on. It looked like she, you know what it is? It looked like she was just wearing some thread. That's really what it looked like. Like she'd just taken a bobbin of thread and just sort of wrapped it around her strategically. Bobbin's not a word you hear a lot on the air radio, by the way. Number 20, the Colonel Homer episode of The Simpsons. That's where, it's, what was that woman, Lurleen? Where Homer becomes the manager. Here it is, Lurleen Lumpkin, voiced by Beverly D'Angelo, by the way, where Homer becomes the manager of that country singer Lurleen, and she sings that, you know, I finally got me a Homer. Come on, Beverly D'Angelo, you got to give it up for that. How sad that I can actually sing it. Number 19, something I have no idea about, the Enrique Iglesias video for Addicted. Who knows what that is? Anyone? Bueller?
I think that is the one with Jennifer Love Hewitt in it.
I don't know. It doesn't say. Anything ending in Iglesias is something I don't care about. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
It wasn't very good, but...
Well,
no.
The Anna Kournikova one when they're making out in the bathroom. And
it, says, it, has, it says it has Misha Barton from the OC.
Oh, that's his new video. It's awful.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it says she's topless.
It's worse than the other ones, but yeah. The funny thing is that he's making out with her, you know, and everything on camera.
And she's underage.
She's only 17.
Yeah, baby. Okay, well, there you go. He's just shot to the top of my list of, you know, of dudes again. I mean, what are you going to do? He claims here he didn't know she was 17. Yeah. All right. Well, it's not illegal to make out with 17-year-olds. That's a good question. Let me ask you this. Attention, lawyers. Let me ask you this. I'm not advocating that you do this. I'm just saying, clearly you can't engage in sexual congress with a girl who's 17 because that's wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't do it. But is it illegal to make out with some hot 17-year-old? I mean, theoretically speaking. If, in a purely, you know, I'm just postulating this in a purely hypothetical sense. If there was a hot 17-year-old girl that wanted to make out with me, could I do that? I mean, and not. I mean, clearly, I'd end up being shot later. But I mean, I'm saying, you know. But you know, you got to live for the moment. Life is for the living. Is that a thing where I? Is that against the law?
So if you're a teacher and you know you're 17-year-old and a student,
no. You shouldn't. No, that's not what I'm saying. Clearly, you're. That's a drastic reinterpretation of the text that's not supported by the reality of my statement. I'm just saying, is it illegal to make out with a 17-year-old? Somebody, let me know now. 503-250-1080. Excellent. Moving on. Number 18. TV sexiest music moments. Oh, even I know this one, and I'm a dude. D'Angelo, that How Does It Feel video where he's just all nude. You know what? Chicks know what I'm talking about. D'Angelo, who's that guy, I think it was just a one-hit wonder, and it's like he's just, you know, and he's the hard-bodied, greasy black man. Not greasy in the sense of, you know, he's just all oiled up. And he's, and the video, which I've never really watched because it's like I would see the TV and, ha! Ah! You know, and it's just a test of, like, how fast my hand can get to the remote.
Every girl knows that
but
video.
But on VH1, it's like he's nude and he's on, like, a turntable, and they're just turning him, and you can tell that he's full-on nude because he's clearly done a little... He's done a little crop tending down there. You can tell he's just sort of shaved a little bit. Because you can see the sort of, you know, it's like on girls, the low-rise jeans, and you can see when it sort of notches in. Like, you can tell that they've had to shave a little, right? You know what, I'm not trying to gross anybody out, but we can tell. You can tell when the jeans are down to a certain level, like on Britney. Well, he's the same thing, except he's a nude. I mean, you can tell he's obviously just a big, hard-bodied, nude black man. And the camera just, it's just one shot. It's just like one static shot of this nude guy for like 3.5 minutes, man. It's a video whose sole purpose is to get him laid. That's obviously the point of this.
And you know it worked.
Well, yeah, I mean, which I'm not knocking. I mean, the whole point of being a musician is to get laid. That's why you do it. You know what I mean? That's, let's all just call, let's call it what it is, man. Point of being a musician is to get chicks who wouldn't otherwise do you to do you. And the great thing about it is he only had to do this one video for the rest of his life. He could just be, hey, remember me? I was the guy, and the nude, and the hey, and girls would pork him. Yeah. All right. This is the blender list of the 25 sexiest music moments in TV history. In fact, I'll tell you what, we're going to break right now, and we'll come back, and we'll do the others. Oh, there's some good ones to come. Yeah. Look at that. All right, okay, yeah. Hey, we're going to come back, and we're going to come back, and we'll find out the definitive answer, whether it's legal to make out with a hot 17-year-old girl. Not that you should do it, because, you know, it's, you don't want to do that. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Plus, the top five coming up this hour. Don't go anywhere. It's Hot Talk 1080. KFTK.
Live from Portland. It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Yeah, because I can see you dancing.
See, the great thing about no webcam is I can do my little white boy dance in here, and nobody can even see. Nobody can tell how bad it is. I mean, they can hear you laughing, but they can't actually see it. All right, Sarah's got the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get some calls here in just a moment. Oh, we've also got an answer about the is it illegal to make out with a 17-year-old girl thing. Yeah, theoretically. And we're going to finish this list of Blender Magazine, the top, the 25 sexiest music moments on television. But first, Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Okay, we have this breaking news. An arrest warrant has been issued for Courtney Love. The judge has issued an arrest warrant after she failed to attend a court hearing for drug possession charges. Love's lawyer told the judge she didn't show up because of security concerns.
Uh-huh.
It's unclear if those concerns were linked to that incident in her last hearing when somebody tried to chase down a car in which she was traveling. So, she's in trouble.
All right, and her album apparently is out and is terrible, just in case you're wondering. Jed, you're on Hot Talk, the KOTK. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I learned in my civics class from a DA that it is not illegal to make out with a 17-year-old.
Okay, so this is from a civic. What kind of school did you go to that they were teaching you this? Was this high school?
This was in high school, and a couple of guys were 18 and wanted to know that it's not illegal. The way she put it, there's no touching allowed in the swimsuit area.
Yes.
But other than that, it's legal.
But you can full-on, like, kiss and make out if you wanted to, theoretically.
Theoretically, if you wanted to, that's what we were told.
See, it's not even that I, you know, that it's not even really that I'm ever going to have the opportunity to do that. Good Lord willing, I mean, I suppose it wouldn't be the good Lord who helped me out with that. But, you know, whoever, whatever deity willing, you know, you'd like to think. But you can't go groping. Don't go groping, but you can kiss.
Exactly.
Interesting. These are the things guys worry about. There you go. That's good. I mean, I know that, you know, here's the thing. I know that a great amount of the things we talk about here horrify women. I mean, just judging from Sarah's facial expressions in any given moment, I can sort of tell that vast amounts of things discussed by us in the Rick Emerson Show horrify women and disgust them and fill them with a curious mix of, you know, sort of interest and loathing. Not unlike looking at the monkeys in the primate house. You know what
I'm
talking about.
It just makes me sad because I used to think that men were, you know, had more to them than there actually is.
Oh, no. Rick, well, here, but see, listen to this. Rick, I used to work at juvenile court in Portland. The answer is yes. Because she probably consented, you won't go to jail for as long as you would if she didn't consent. Also, you're now a child molester. Well, not me. Not yet. That's Mike in Portland. Now, well, see, I think that's it. Okay, so, but this guy claims, though, that if it's just... And I thought
yeah,
that,
but he was in high school when he heard that, talking about 17 and 18-year-old kind of thing.
Again, these aren't the sorts of things you should be doing, but we do have some younger men who listen to the show. We have men in their teen. Well, we have high schoolers who listen. I'm just saying, you know, these are the things that guys have got to understand. It's a dangerous world to navigate out there, you know what I mean?
If you're in high school, guys, it's okay to kiss the 17-year-old girl.
From what we've heard. Now, we're not lawyers here. We wouldn't purport to have absolute finite knowledge of that. I'm just saying that that's what we've heard. All right, we're going to get back to this list here of the 25 sexiest TV moments. Let's see, we've got number 17, Fiona Apple, Criminal. Yeah, you all remember that video, big, skanky, underdressed house party going on with, you know, Fiona Apple is so not my type. I mean, first of all, the girl's a rake. I mean, she's just, the phrase bag of bones. I mean, look, she's talented, great voice, piano player, great songwriter. I mean, let's all just admit that girl's way too skinny, though. Freaking eat, all right? Just eat a goddamn apple or some pie or any eat a sandwich, eat something. Jesus Christ, eat. However, the video, man, that's a hot video. I don't care who you are, male, female, old, white, gay, straight, black, young. That's a hot video. Fiona Apple, Criminal. You know why? Because it looks like it's real. It looks like that kind of bad amateur porn you see on the net, or that I see on the net. You probably don't do that. I do. Constantly. Number 16, Duran Duran, Girls on Film. I have no knowledge about anything Duran Duran. I don't understand it. It's not anything I know about. I have no insight into the world of Duran Duran. Number 15, the video for Jennifer Lopez's Jenny from the Block. Really? Well, I guess there's a scene of Affleck giving her a rub down, right? Isn't that thing Affleck is rubbing her down at one point? But that's it, right?
Yeah, that's the first mistake in the thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That's a bad spot.
All right, yeah, Jenny from the Block, they say it's 15. Number 14, the Leather Tuscadero episode of Happy Days. That's a thing that most people aren't even going to remember. I was there, and I only vaguely remember it. Number 13, the video for Freedom 90 by George Michael. Well, hell, and George Michael's made a whole series. I remember that, was it? Freedom 90 that was just all the models? It was just nothing but, like, Cindy Crawford in the bathtub?
Yeah.
It's okay. Models, after a while, models just start to wash off your eyes. You know what I mean? After a while, you just sort of become numb to it.
Better than that was George Michael, I Want Your Sex.
Yeah. When he was writing on the girl with the lipstick and the Explore Monogamy. I remember that.
The Asian girl that was in that one. Man, that was a great video.
Number 12, sexiest music moment on television, according to Blender Magazine. The video for Dirty by Christina Aguilera. See, that's just too much for me. You know, that's a video. It's not like I'm a prude. It's just that after a while, she was, like, in mud. And it's like, I don't want to do that. And, you know what it is? It's like... Mud wrestling is one of those things that always gets referenced a lot in movies and TV shows, like Stripes is the whole mud wrestling sequence. Can I tell you this? I'm saying for me now, just speaking for me, and I don't claim to speak for any other man, although I'd be curious to know, mud wrestling is a thing that is absolutely not a turn-on to me in any way, shape, or form. You know why? Because I don't want to F a girl that's covered in dirt, okay? Let's just say...
What about, like, Jell-O wrestling?
Maybe. You know, or Docs has the hot oil wrestling, I'm told. I don't want to F a girl that's covered in dirt. I just don't. You wouldn't F a girl covered in mold. Why would you F a girl covered in dirt? You probably wouldn't. I mean, just think of the chafing. You know? Little grains of dirt and whatnot in there. It's gonna lead to some scraping. Anyway. Number 11. The list is getting decidedly surreal. Number 11, Anne Margaret's appearance on the Flintstones. The less said about that, the better. Number 10... The Madonna appearance on Wayne's World. I remember that when she did Justify My Love with Wayne and Garth, and it was all black and white, and on the bed, and she full-on made out with, it was either Wayne or Garth, I forget. But she completely made out. And you know the great thing? Let me just talk about a small thing that women really don't know that guys like. You know what a guy likes? And it's all well and good that guys like sluts, but I mean, women have different ideas of what that means. You know what guys like? Trashily smeared lipstick. You get a girl that's got some lipstick that was obviously carefully applied and then really smudged around somehow. Yeah, come on. We can all get on the same page there. This is what the Republicans call the big tent, where everyone is invited, everyone can agree on a few things. The biggest tent of all is about slutty girls, I think. And you got a girl that's got that lipstick that's just been, you know, just been smeared a little. Yeah, come on. What?
I'm just listening. Go
Trying
ahead.
To read your expression is one of the most fascinating things we do here, because it's hard to tell what you're thinking of me at any given moment. I mean, it's something bad, obviously, but... let's see, number 9, the episode of Friends where Ross and Rachel get it on. Don't know, don't care. Couldn't care less. James Brown's appearance on the Tammy Show. That Tammy Show, which was that show on British TV. But it was that thing where, that's a thing where, he was totally just in that gyrating, and he does it, and he goes, does the splits, and, James Brown was a sex machine. Kind of still is. Except now he's also a wife-beating machine, and that's less attractive. Number 7, Jennifer Lopez's green dress. Can I just tell you this? I'm so sick and goddamn tired of hearing about Jennifer Lopez's green dress at the Grammys. I never found it especially hot. I don't find her especially hot. She's a big-butted, untalented hack. I've never found her to be sexy, ever, not once, and the green dress just looks like you're wearing a bad shower curtain.
I know, that dress was really tacky. It looked like it would have, Tropicana birds on it.
And it's not even tacky and slutty in a hot way. It's just friggin' ugly. It just looks like you're wearing something off a shower rod. Shut it and get out of my sight. Number 6. Okay, now we're getting into the serious. Blender Magazine's 25 Sexiest TV Moments. Now we're getting into the serious deal. Number 6. Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Yeah! The video to which a million men came of age. Can we just... come on. I mean... no, I mean aged. Not... what do you think? I didn't get her mind out of the gutter. I'm just... I don't even need to say anything about it. You know what? I'm going to let it stand without comment. Except to say, we were talking earlier about images scorched into your mind forever. Doesn't matter. And I didn't even know she was... I didn't even know how old she was when I first saw that video. Hell, I actually liked... I heard the song before I even saw the video. My friend Todd was playing it. I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's this some girl named Britney Spears. And I actually really dug the song. I thought it was a great song. And then, it was a great pop. I thought she was black, actually, too. I was listening to him going, that's some hot black chick. And I saw the video. No, sir. Couldn't have been farther from the truth there. And, what are you going to do? Schoolgirl outfits, skirts, it'll be anarchy. That's... nothing else I can say there. Number 5, the Baywatch opening credits. Yeah, slow motion, big boobs bouncing in a suit. America rules. The next time somebody... America, just punch that person in the face. Baywatch, 2 syllables. That's America, baby. Say Baywatch and then kick them in the nuts. Number 4, sexiest moment on television. Here's one from my generation. The video for Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. Just a hot girl, black and white, topless through most of it, rolling around on the beach. And Chris Isaak, who even as a guy, I can spot that's a sexy guy, man. He's got that weird kind of Harry Connick Jr. thing, but better going on. That long shot of him in the cargo pants with the clouds rolling behind him. That's good stuff. Number 3, sexiest television music moment of all time. Elvis Presley and the Ed Sullivan Show. Can't take anything away from that, man.
I'm surprised that's not number 1.
He's got those swiveling hips. Got those hips look like they were just, this guy looks like he was made out of ball bearings. That's a guy just moved like nobody's business. Imagine, I told this story before, that I know a guy. He's a guy who was a friend of my dad's. I know a guy who was a friend of my dad's who, he was probably 40 at the time, but it's a guy who saw Elvis Presley play music live. He saw him at some state fair back in the day. And I asked him, I'm like, what was, you have to ask, right? He's like, yeah, I saw Elvis, and you have to say, well, what was it like? And he's like, he looked at me, and he's like, you know what? He's like, I'm a guy, I'm straight, I'm not into dudes, but he's like, even I was turned on by watching that guy on stage. This is a man who said this to me. He's like, even I got hot watching Elvis Presley, just because he had so much, you'd never seen anything like that at that time in American history. Imagine what it must have done to girls, This is a guy saying that he thought Elvis was sexy. Imagine, girls must have just lost their minds, Number 2, sexiest music moment in television history. Madonna performs Like a Virgin, rolling around on stage in a wedding dress. That's what I'm talking about. We'll tell you the number 1 when we come back, and we'll do today's top 5. Plus, we'll get another weigh in here on the is it illegal to make out with 17-year-old girls question. Not that you should do it. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk today to KOTK. Here's Mike Nash and the rest of the guys in Social Distortion. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah.
Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay. All this right. One just says, Rick, is Justin really going to be gone all week? Tell that horny girl I've got something for her.
Horny girl?
Don't look at me. I'm just reading those that come in. Here's Sarah with the crap.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, we're moments away from today's top five. We've been counting on this Blender list of the 25 sexiest music moments in TV history. By the way, check rickemerson.com later tonight for the picture of Jessica Simpson. Oiled. All right, number one, and it's wrong, by the way. It's wrong. Elvis Presley really should have been number one. Barring that, I could see the Madonna thing. I could almost see Britney Spears one more time. What I cannot see is Britney Spears performing Satisfaction at the 2000 MTV Music Awards in that stupid nudie suit. You know what I'm talking about. Where she comes up and she rips it off and then she swings around a pole. And terrible.
Pulls off a snake and does the whole jungle theme thing.
Yeah. No, that was the next year, I think.
Oh.
Anyway, it's awful. Wrong choice. That was anticlimactic. Here's your top five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Wah!
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness. Counting is ecstasy.
I love to count, don't you? It's Jim Riley in the Cajun Canoe.
And as we plow our way through February days, we think about the many people who leave Earth every day and the many more who arrive. Celebrities born on this date are a long, buried list. But let's turn our attention to music. These are the top five musical artists born in the month of February. Born February 1st, Johnny Rotten.
Boy, listen to that. By the way, this is a matter of some dispute. Some people say January 31st, some people say February 1st. We're rounding up. Listen to that. Listen to how mean that still sounds. And he sounds like one. I think this is the live version from Filthy Lover.
Record. And a little later that same day, Harry Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen to that. What a great song. If you don't like this song, you have no heart. And no soul, even I have enough soul to like this. I defy you not to move to this song. Now, I defy anyone to listen to this song and stay still. See, there's Jessica dancing. Way to go. Jessica dancing in either.
I'm getting my groove on as well.
Yeah, baby.
That way I'm born February 6th, Axl Rose.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. W. Axl Rose born, what, 42 years ago last week. And I don't worry about that. What a great song this is, man. You know, that VH1 Bands Reunited show. This ought to be like this and Pink Floyd ought to be the crown jewels of that show, so they can get it done.
And then we have born on this date, February 11th, Sheryl Crow.
Born today. Born on February 11th, Sheryl Crow. We're longtime fans of Sheryl Crow on this program here. We've been fans of Sheryl Crow for a long time. I heard this about Eric Clapton. This and My Favorite Mistake, both. You come around. You know, Sheryl Crow's birthday today, and So we were gonna do a Sheryl Crow top five. We didn't get it done though. Maybe at another point.
And born on February 26th, George Harrison.
All right, there you go. And we did them, and by the way, we just did them in chronological order because after the Elton John unpleasantness, I'm not in the mood to have a spat with somebody about whether Sheryl Crow's better than George Harrison. I just don't have the stomach for it. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up after this. This is Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk to Nitty Game Today.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Before you even begin, the calls will not stop. You forgot Kurt Cobain, February 20th.
Who?
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain. That doesn't ring a bell.
All right.
He's a rock singer, you're saying.
Yeah, apparently was big in the early 90s.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm coming to play. All right, we are now entering the saddest part of the broadcast and the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. This, by the way, is a cover of the old song by the Skyliners, made famous again in American Graffiti, since I don't know if you... We posted, it's not complete, we're sort of adding to it every day. We posted at rickemerson.com sort of the first couple drafts of the Encyclopedia Emersonia, which is a guide to phrases and things you heard on the, here on the Rick Emerson Show that you might not understand if you haven't been a long time. Like, where does F. Matt come from? What's the House of Rick? Et cetera, et cetera. So who is, the low? All that stuff. You can find that at rickemerson.com, where later on, by the way, there'll be some hot pictures of Jessica Simpson. Who Matt continues to insist he would not do, by the way, which I think we all know is a lie.
I'm just telling you, she's hot, and she's, I mean...
I wouldn't do Jessica Simpson, which convinces no one.
If she didn't say a word...
shut up.
Well,
I'm not saying...
But she's so stupid on that show.
Who cares? I'm not saying you're spending the night. I mean, it's not like you're staying.
That's what I'm saying. If you can get her to just not say a word, I'm in.
Yeah. All right, I'm just... Okay. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we got another top five, and Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is gonna be here as well, plus all of that, so on and so forth. And we've got I don't even have time to get into all of this, but now a guy has sent me the entire criminal code about whether or not, this is again from Michael, claims that making out with a 17-year-old girl is sexual abuse in the first degree. That seems like it's... Oh wait, no. Nah, I'll have to look through this. It seems like it may not be a good idea. Not that you should be doing it anyway. Clearly it's wrong and something you shouldn't engage in. But we're saying, for the younger members of the Rick Emerson audience, for who perhaps still at our, educations of 9th through 12th grade learning, who may have to face it,